This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025 of the phone numbers, at Roger JP on Instagram and X and Facebook. Like us and follow us, please.
Tell me if this isn't a racket.
All right. It's a racket.
Yeah, I kind of feel I'm that guessing. Way. So my kid's school, the high school, they have like a tradition. The seniors park and they get a specific spot. And they paint, a lot of the kids paint their spots and they decorate their spots and all that other stuff. Yeah. Right. So I just assumed, I got a thing and that she had to pay for her spot.
Racket.
I said, what do you mean? I thought it was like, for $40 because they want $40 for the parking spot.
Okay.
And I'm like, so $40 somebody comes out and paints it for you? Like you tell them what you want and they paint it? No.
No.
You're paying the school.
Okay.
I'm paying the school.
Yeah.
$40
for the
school. So my daughter can have a parking spot on campus. They don't give a rat's ass if she pays it or not.
Okay.
I have to pay for her parking spot.
But is it free otherwise? If it weren't for senior painting, it's just...
No. That's the thing. That's what I was just trying to get to the bottom of. Because
so
last
they're really
night,
just charging for last, it. That's the bottom
right.
Yeah. For a senior to have a car on $40 for the year?
$40 for the parking... I'm not saying it's an extraordinary amount of money. That's
right.
Not what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm just saying is, where the hell do you get off charging these kids $40 to park? Are the teachers paying $40 to park? You know what I'm saying? You get to senior year. That's one of your perks of being a senior is being able to park on campus, right?
Because
Right now, she drives to school, but she parks like around the block. There's like a gully that they're able to go into.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so there's no... parking lot at the school for anybody who's not a senior?
No. You have to be a senior to park on campus.
Oh, crap.
And then when she asked me $40 for the parking spot, I just meant it was like, I thought it was like $40 for the paint or for $40 somebody paints the spot and whatever it is you
maybe
want.
Or here's the materials.
And it goes to the arts department or whatever the hell it is and those kids come out and paint it. That's what I thought it was. They're charging these kids $40. Well, they're charging their parents in a lot of cases. $40. For a parking spot.
Now that's when you tell your kid, listen, you have a job. If you want that and you want to do it, then that's on. Then you pay it, or at the very least, you pay half and I pay half. But I'm not paying.
That's $40. I'm surprised you didn't ever pay it. Honestly,
I didn't even think about it. I thought it was for the other thing, and because she was hitting me up for like her junior prom tickets yesterday.
And snuck it in there with all the legit ones.
I got to be honest with you. I don't think she was trying to sneak anything past anybody. It was just like. You know, I need to check for this and I need to check for that and whatever. And she wasn't being like, I didn't feel like she was trying to get one over at all.
Right.
But then like, I was just texting her because I just had the idea. I'm like, did I just have to pay for a parking spot? Like not just overall in general? Because that's insane.
Huh.
That's insane. That's a scam.
Yeah. Like what's their point? Like do they say what they use it for?
So if there
why are they charging $40? Is it for parking lot maintenance? I don't understand.
Like, they charged us in high school, too, here in Tampa. Yeah,
they did?
Yeah, it was $10 a month.
Really?
Yeah. Because my sister, I couldn't drive at the time, but it wasn't just seniors. It's anyone who could drive, who had the license, had to pay $10 a month to park.
Wow.
How old do you have to be in Florida to get your full driver's license?
16.
12.
They just hand them out with guns. There you go. Keep passing them out.
I think 15 is a permit year, and then after the full year, you can drive by yourself at 16.
So you take your road test at 16?
Yes. Yeah.
Is driver's ed still a thing?
Yeah. Well, it was when I was in high school.
It is in my kid's school.
Yeah. I mean, so I guess it could be worse. I mean, the only thing we had to pay for, like, I don't even know if we had to pay. If we were a senior or any age bringing a car on campus, we had to register it with the school so they knew what your car was, what your license plate was, because they want to know, they want to know they could look outside and see, is that one in the file, is that one in the file? Because they look out the windows all day. They don't want anybody there with a car from another school.
I
want to
say,
I think
we had a window sticker for ours.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I want to say we had a window sticker, but I don't remember. I just thought it was like a little fugazi. To say the least, that I'm, property taxes are God only knows what the hell I'm paying.
They couldn't
at this
find
point.
The $40 out of the school taxes that we've
had. You know what I'm talking about? Like, tell me. Okay, so if there's
$40,
let's just say the graduating class is 300. So let's just say there's 250 spots. Mm. What's 250 times 40, math man?
Yeah, not a lot.
What is it?
It's like $10,000.
Okay, $10,000 for what?
I don't know. That's just a money grab.
Maybe it goes to the school. Find out if it goes to the school, like the school bookstore, or like school uniforms, or the football team, or maybe it goes to something like that.
That's one day of school taxes. $40.
Were you guys able to leave during
yes,
school?
Yes, senior year I was able to leave during school.
Because they wouldn't let us leave unless you took OJT, which is where you leave to go work. But they would check your card too, like your trunk and everything, to make sure people weren't sneaking in your car and leaving with you.
Oh, that's good. Wow. Yeah, when we were seniors, that's the only time we could leave. Before that, even if you had a car, you couldn't leave. But as a senior, you could, as long as you had study or whatever, nobody would question you as a senior. They were like, listen, you're going to college next year. You have to make good decisions. You can leave if you want. But, it should be only during study hall, maybe to get some food. You have to have a couple studies in a row, whatever. That was it.
Everybody's
but,
saying
you know,
that
people
they
would leave to go buy concert tickets and stuff like that.
Right.
It would happen.
Well, because you couldn't do it online back then. Everybody's saying it online is saying that they had to pay, too. So I don't think it's just a you thing. But this Maria chick said that in Pasco County, she had to pay a fee to be allowed to paint and the $40 for the spot. So it was $40 additional to paint. And they had to paint it back to white at the end of May. Oh,
oh
my God. Pasco County. That's rough.
Yeah, why make the maintenance guys do it when you could just say, hey, spot has to come back to us the way we left it. You know?
Damn right, paint it white. That's how it should be all year.
Janine is online, too. Hi, Janine.
Hey, I want to say, first of all, Monica, I love you. Sometimes we don't agree. Usually we don't. But anyway, about the senior parking lot thing, my son has already graduated, but my younger son is a senior now. So they have the option to buy a space in that lot. There's also a really close park really close by where they both parked and just kind of shystered it and just like they parked there and they walked like 5 minutes to get there. But you can pay to get a senior parking spot and they have to paint it themselves. My sons were not into that.
That's what they have to do now. Like my daughter's just
painted
like,
is fine.
But she's like, I don't even want to paint it.
Yeah. Do your sons pay monthly or are there's $40? I mean, because that's really not much. I mean, why wouldn't you want to just have a spot?
No. If they wanted to have a spot, they had to pay. But like I said, there's a park so close by, they could walk like 5-10 minutes to get to school. No, but then you paint it yourself. Do whatever you want. You paint it yourself. I've seen kids out there with tents over it, painting their stupid spots and doing a thing. But my kids were not interested in that. And they just say, that's the thing. If you want to paint your senior, you got to do it. That's all. Thank you, guys. I love you. Bye.
Thanks. Aww, Janine.
Here's the thing. And maybe I'm an old curmudgeon or whatever, but two things. One, first of all, your car's on top of it, so you can't see. Who cares if it's painted in anything? You can't see it. Second, when it's not on top, do you have a helicopter? You get to watch it? Like, who cares if it's painted?
It's just,
understand.
That's your spot.
But just because if I pay $40, that's my spot whether it's painted or not. And I don't see it because my car's on top of it. So why do I need to pay?
When you leave, everyone else is leaving. So nobody really, you're not the only one left. So then hundreds of people don't come out and see your spot.
Nobody's standing out there looking at it. Who cares?
It's just a chance for the kids to show some personality.
Yeah,
back to the locker. That's what the lockers are for. Everybody sees it. It's mine. I can decorate the locker inside and out.
Do they use lockers as much now?
Are there no lockers?
I don't think so.
I'm so old, there's no more lockers?
Barely.
Yeah.
My son definitely doesn't use it. He's got a big, giant-ass heavy backpack that he carries everywhere.
He carries every book all the time?
It's too far. They're barely even using the books now.
It's Chromebooks.
Chromebook.
Oh, right.
Chromebooks and notebooks.
To the lockers?
Like literal notebooks.
In the school? Like, they're just empty lockers? I want a locker.
The kids just don't have to go to them. They don't use them.
I'm sure they could figure out that's a place they could store stuff. Like, I'm sure the kids' smelly gym clothes should be in that locker instead of in their bag.
It's called change, Monica.
I don't understand. Everybody go back to lockers. It's the only way. My way is the only way and the best way.
Right.
Schools are so progressive.
Feels good, doesn't it?
No, it sucks. I can't imagine. In my head, I'm thinking exactly of all the books I'd have to carry. I would rather go to my locker and switch out.
They're barely even using textbooks now. A lot of that stuff they have a Chromebook.
Yeah.
It takes away so much of the stress.
Or an
iPad.
You
can never forget anything.
Schools,
as long as you have your Chromebook with you, you never forget anything. It's all in the one thing.
Yeah.
Of course, if you forget it, you're screwed.
You forget to charge it, and you're like, super effed.
What are the
LH is on line three, by the way. LH is. Okay. Hey, LH, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on? Hello, how are you? How y'all doing, everybody? Good. Coming in with a good attitude. Hey, check it out. I'm one of the guys that stopped the wall lockers, Monica. When I was in the seventh grade at Franklin, PE was the best. You know what I mean? When I used to go in the locker room, they had a combination lock. I would stand behind them and watch what they put in, and then when they put their clothes and their wallet and watches in, I'd get all that.
Because
I was standing behind them getting out of locker number.
When you said PE was the best, I was like, whoa.
Right, because everybody like changed all that stuff.
Terminator. Yeah. LH stealing money. Gonna get your locker.
Hey, check it out. All right. I guess I'm going to get out and talk today.
No, go ahead.
Hey, JP. Hey, Rod, check it out. But about the school, you know what? I went to King High School in Tampa, right? Okay. Now, when I was there, we had... Like Dizzy was saying, we had driver's ed. You get your license, you know, at 16, you know, you go and do all that. But you had to have somebody with an actual driver's license in the car. Mm-hmm. But what happened when I was at King, because everything was in walking distance. You know, if you go to McDonald's for lunch, you can just leave off campus. Or the store, we had a Frisky's Big Boys back then. This is how long ago it was. But anyway, one girl went to Dunkin' Donuts. I mean, it was a donut place. And she was coming back to school, and she got hit by a car. Crossing over. So they closed campus. Now, even if you had a car, once you get to school, they lock the fence. You can't leave.
Right.
So it was like cars was useless.
Ruined it for everyone. About it. She did.
Right. And we were just jealous because we got on the yellow bus. And everybody was getting their cars. They parked in the same parking lot as the bus came in. So we on the bus, and everybody getting these nice cars. Remember Pam Bondi? Monica, you know Pam.
Yes, I do.
She was in school with me, and she didn't make the cheerleader squad. For her birthday, her daddy put her a 280Z with a big pink ribbon in the parking lot at King High School. 280Z.
Yep.
280B or 280Z?
She's the state attorney of Florida.
Man, things turn crazy. LH knows people. That's the truth.
Hey, y'all be good, man. I love y'all. Hey, Dizzy, we good, baby?
Yeah, bro, we go.
All right. What's
up? I loved your story of theft and murders. Yeah.
That is. You know what I'm talking about.
Thanks, LH.
LH went to school with Pam Bondi. That's what I took from that whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, Dizzy makes a good point. It was all about theft of people's money and then someone getting hit by a car and getting killed.
Jeez.
And what a story. We had a car accident one time, and they did the same thing to our high school. Once everybody got there, nobody could leave. They checked every single car, make sure all of them were perfect, because somebody had an accident down the road, and nobody got killed. But a car flipped over off an embankment on top of another senior's car because he was trying to cut along the side. He was my friend. And he went up on the bank, and his car just... Ooh, a little too steep and bloop, just tipped over right on top of this kid's Jeep.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to go by him because he was a little road ragey because this kid in the Jeep was like really messing with him.
Right.
And man, that just shut down everything just like LH was talking about.
It has to, right?
Yeah.
The one fast food place we didn't have, the one fast food joint in our town that we did not have in our town was White Castle. But there was one like three towns over. We had 42 minutes. To make 46 if you count the 4 minutes between periods. So 40. Right. So it would be like get out of Dodge.
Yeah. But just sprint closer to the, places.
Sprint to the car.
Yep. Oh yep. Because you had that White Castle.
Sprint to the car. But you had to plan this behind. You couldn't plan this last minute. Nope. Like you had to know who you were going with. And you had to know as soon as that whistle. You're sprinting to the car. Get in the car. Sprinting to all those towns over. Hope for no drive-through line.
Oh, and then you'd be screwed.
Get to the drive-through. Come back in. Pulling it on two wheels.
Yeah.
And then you come in and you got your White Castle. Oh, you guys went to White Castle?
But then now you're going to class, right?
And you smell like White Castle. Did you eat it on the way?
You sipped a drink so everybody knew you went to White Castle.
But you ate it in the car on the way back.
Oh, yeah, you ate it in the car on the way back. You shoved it down your face.
When you were plotting to run to the car when you were first leaving, did you have to, all right, classes will be changing. This is the way we have to go to get to the car quickest? Because you know how traffic can get messed up.
No, because I remember I used to go with my buddy Rob. And I would be coming from one class, he would be coming from another class, but we both had the same period for lunch.
Nice.
So we'd sprint to the car.
Meet you at the car.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, and we'd run all the way to like listen, we had two, I think at the time we had two McDonald's, there's a Burger King, there's right. you name it, was every pizzeria under the sun,
they were all closer.
Taco Bell's, Roy Rogers, you name it, well, all of it was there. But we had to go all the way.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did it.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
It was like a.
You know how stressed. You know, it's unbelievable. I wouldn't have been. I couldn't have gone. I would have been stressing the entire time. We're gonna be late for class. Right. Gonna be late for class. Yeah. Don't have time. Don't have time. Go.
And I feel like White Castle is always the slowest one because I think they kind of grill the burgers like to order
when you order them. Yeah.
So if you got all right. you got a 30K, yeah. here we go. One burger.
And then what
two
we
burger. Right. Time to steam them.
What we would do too is like if we knew we might be running, if we knew we didn't make good time, we hit too many lights, mm-hmm. we'd buy extras and then I'd bring some to my next class for the teacher. He'd bring some to his next class for the teacher. Like, just in hopes of like
sorry, we're a little late.
Lightening the blow.
It's only 2 minutes, right?
I tell
right.
me it
is
didn't
worth
work.
Two burgers.
Lie to me if you have to. Tell me the teachers didn't stand for it. You're late. You shouldn't
Stop
have gone
it.
There. You know, the hamburgers are not going to make up for it. You have to stay for detention.
You're breaking up.
Yeah. Damn it. Damn it.
There's not a shot that White Castle didn't walk in that room and they smelled it and they said no.
Right.
I mean, no way. And
I have never
lunchtime?
Had
Come
actual
on.
White Castle, but yeah. I have right now in my freezer those the frozen White Castle burgers because they were on sale. They are so
sure,
good.
It's not
they're
the same.
But they're
it's
so good. I can't imagine them tasting better than they taste. From the freezer.
And let me guess, you do with no cheese.
Of course. They're hamburgers. They come that way. I'm not the only one. They come as hamburgers. It's not like it's just for me. They're good.
Okay.
Coming up 135, we'll do top 10 list.
Just
2
say
o'clock,
it.
$1,000 bone bonus cash keyword.
I ruin everything. Just say it. Go ahead. I ruin everything.
You're why we can't
you didn't
have
even
nice
have
things.
To. You felt it.
We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.